Kurt Wagner is here from TVShowPatrol.com. Our number is 312-981-7200. Kurt, Wendy mentioned a little while ago.
I can't stop thinking about Kurt Wagner.
She can't stop thinking about Kurt Wagner and Trump. Now, here's the question I pose to you. Each of your three primetime late-night hosts, the Jimmys, Kimmel and Fallon, and Stephen Colbert, have kind of broken character a little bit and said to the audience in the past couple of days, hey, it's our job to make fun of what goes on politically, but there's a lot going on right now. They have really been very, very candid and serious about the situation politically. I don't remember that ever happening to this extent, do you?
Well, Jimmy Fallon tries to keep his show so, you know,
non-political.
Yeah. And the other day, he just started the show with no monologue. I mean,
right.
His monologue was basically talking about Charlottesville.
Which,
yeah.
You know, he did such a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, certainly after September 11th, eventually, when shows went back into production, David Letterman being the first, that and Saturday Night Live, they took a few moments to recognize the situation and they addressed it. But I don't remember a situation like I saw this week where all the and I just mentioned your three that happened at 10:30, but then the other people, Corden and Seth Meyers and everybody else, they've also made mention of the fact that it's something that it's our job to make fun of, but we're in kind of deep, and I just don't remember ever seeing it like this.
I don't either. And
see why I can't stop thinking about
That's why Wendy can't stop thinking about it.
And they're right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's a whole...
Yeah.
Let's talk television.
That's a whole different discussion.
I love Big Brother.
Although, hey, did you watch the Weekend Update last night, the primetime Weekend Update?
I only saw a couple of clips from it with Tina Fey making an appearance.
Yeah. Sheet cakes are fun.
Sheet caking, that's a whole new thing, which I had never heard of before.
And nor did I.
You mean you haven't ever sheet caked?
No.
No, neither have I.
It's a fun half hour.
I've pizzaed.
Yeah, I've pizzaed.
So for people who don't know what this is, you're kind of drowning your sorrows in a certain kind of food,
in
right?
In a sheet cake. Well, she said, get a sheet cake with an American flag on it and dig in and yell at the sheet cake if you're mad at something instead of yelling at other people.
She's really funny.
Yeah.
And she is a graduate of the University of Virginia. That's why
they
brought her on. Yes.
Yeah.
Had a little sweatshirt on.
So this new SNL version, and I shouldn't say new because they've done it in the past, they do Weekend Update for half an hour on Thursdays, but so it's an elongated version of Weekend Update, and they always bring back alumni from SNL, and they sit in, and it's been, I've seen most of the last two episodes, it's a lot of fun to watch.
Yes, I think they've been pretty good, and last night Tina Fey was on, and then Fallon came on as George Washington, and
Seth Meyers
came on as Thomas Jefferson, and they had a good... Well, Fallon was sort of by himself for a while as George Washington, you know, and then they both came on together.
Yeah.
And it was sort of talking about the difference between them and Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
But that was also funny. It's always fun to see when they all come back. You know, they all live in New York. They're all in New York, so it's easy for that to happen, but... it's fun. It's fun when they do.
So the shows, to some extent, they've been very candid about the situation, but I think they're doing well because people are tuning in on a nightly basis to those shows and The Daily Show. I mean, you name the show that lampoons this, John Oliver's show on HBO. This is good for business in a weird kind of way, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It totally is. I mean, Stephen Colbert was third in that hour until... the election, or leading up to the election. And then, you know, he surged. And now he's gotten just tons of, because that's what he was doing on his old show. Mm-hmm. And it took him back to what he was great at. And so, people respond to it.
So if you're strategizing what you want to do with your late night talk show, and you realize that right now it's a good time to mention politics and lampoon what's going on politically, that can't hurt.
No.
Right? That can only help you.
No. Yeah. As long as it's funny. As
yeah,
long as you're
right.
You're on top of your game.
I don't remember, like, I mentioned John Oliver's show on HBO. I don't want to leave out Samantha Bee's show, which is really good. We mentioned The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. They really all take a similar approach to it. They all put their own kind of branding on it. But every one of those shows, Bill Maher's show on HBO does a great job of, you know, covering the daily or not weekly events. They all do a very good job. It's informative. It's funny when it needs to be, very cutting. It does everything it needs to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good comedy.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Kurt Wagner's here. We'll talk about everything else going on in the world of TV. His website, tvshowpatrol.com, is right there on your computer. You should look at it. I think you'll like it. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Kurt Wagner's here. He has a website called tvshowpatrol.com that talks about all your favorite TV shows and some you don't like. What about the Three Stooges coming back in some way? Not the original Three Stooges, but a new version of the Three
that
Stooges.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
Yes. There's going to be a Hindi language Three Stooges.
Oh, a Hindi language Three Stooges.
Yeah. For all the all of our friends in India, get ready for...
How do you say nyuk, nyuk, nyuk in Hindi?
I think it might be the same. The show will be called Three Stooges Bol To Hungama Ho Gaya.
That should have been the title here, too.
Yes, and it means when you say the Three Stooges, you mean a laugh riot.
That's what that title means?
Yes.
Except if you're Bill.
Right.
He doesn't like them.
It's lost on me.
I think they're funny. Watched them the other night.
They couldn't have the Three Stooges in Canada, Wendy. You know why? They're too polite.
Guys wouldn't hit each other in Canada.
I won't pick two. No, I refuse to. So when will this happen and why?
It's happening.
It already is?
I think so, yeah. They're developing it. And then the other part of that news is that someone is developing a family feature film called The Three Little Stooges.
Oh, God.
And then also in the works is a follow-up to the 2012 The Three Stooges movie with Sean Hayes, Chris Diamantopoulos.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Sasso reprising the roles of Larry, Moe, and Curly.
They were fairly good at it, I gotta admit.
The new version of it was good?
The movie?
But do you want to see a young version, like this young Three Stooges movie?
The Three Little Stooges?
There's a young Sheldon. We want to see why the Three Stooges are the way they are.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
No Shemp, though.
No. No. Isn't that sad?
And Curly Joe,
no Curly
forget
Joe.
It.
We'll learn how they learn how to slap each other.
Wow. All right. What about this? The Defenders. Now, there was a TV show called The Defenders back in the 60s,
yeah,
but it's not them, is it?
No, no. I actually have some old DVDs of The Defenders, original Defenders. This is from the Marvel Comics universe. So it's their four New York-based superheroes.
Oh, they're not the Avengers, but they're like if the Avengers are busy, they send these guys.
Right. And Netflix already has separate series of Daredevil, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones. And Luke Cage.
Yeah.
And so they've had a season or two of each of those, and now the Defenders finds all four of them who live in New York teaming up. And they're fighting Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver as a character, or Sigourney Weaver, like they just don't like Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, as a character.
Oh, all right.
She plays the big bad in this season.
Oh, all right. Here's a question.
And I haven't gotten that far, but she's supposed to be really good. I mean, I've seen her.
She's a big fan.
In the first. I know. I love her. Like, I was doing a list of my favorite movies, and I think like half of that list had Sigourney Weaver in them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. All right, here's a question. And I've asked you other questions, but this is the one I'm asking currently. Why is it sometimes, if you look at the history of television, there have been a whole lot of Westerns on, or other times there's a whole lot of variety shows, or sometimes there's a whole lot of sitcoms. Right now, there's a lot of superhero shows. Why?
And there's even more this fall. I think it's...
Because it's working at the box office,
I think part of it is because it's working. And... part of it is because Marvel has a lot of money to throw around. And part of it, I think, is, you know, especially these Netflix versions of these, they really do have, they make a social statement. It's not just, you know, sort of the old time Batman show or the old Superman. You know, there's a lot.
Fries are done.
Your answer was correct. Sure.
There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening in these shows. So it has a social message, and we need a hero. We need heroes.
Don't you also think that it's easy now because of special effects? You can make it look like a guy or a girl is flying or helping a train not fall off the tracks.
Right.
You can just...
it's easier to do that.
Yeah, right? Do you think that
that's true, too, but... Yeah.
But people are watching it.
People are definitely watching
it. I'm shocked at how many...
Iron Fist was not that great.
Yeah.
That was probably the worst of the four, of those four that have been on there. And I think it still did pretty well.
And that's a character that, for people who don't know comics, is like a minor, minor character. Iron Fist is like no big deal.
Does
he
have an Iron Fist?
Yeah, he's got an Iron Fist. He rules with it.
It's a mystical Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just a really nice mitten.
Like an oven glove?
Yeah, an oven
mitten. Like the Hamburger Helper guy is on his hand?
It's a kitten mitten.
Yeah. So you would think that would survive as a television show, but somehow it has. All right, whatever. Reunion Road Trip.
Oh, by the way, The Defender started today.
Oh, it's already on?
Yeah, right. it just dropped today.
People can watch it today.
They can stream it.
Here's the title. It's called Reunion Road Trip. Return to the Jersey Shore. These aren't the same people that were on Jersey Shore a couple years ago, are they?
Yes, they are. This show, Reunion Road Trip, brings together the actors or characters.
Whom Kevin loves.
Or real people
Kevin,
from
our producer's a big fan.
Shows from the past. And I can't remember what other shows that they've done this season, but this one I made special note of just because it's Snooki J. Wow and Pauly D. and The Situation and Sam Sweetheart all getting together again.
I think I just threw up in my mouth. Kevin, you like these people?
There we go. It's like a train wreck, you know? You can't help but look.
Yes, you can.
You watch Big Brother. It's the same thing.
It isn't really.
Well, it kind of is.
Well, I guess it's a reality show, but.
But was the public just yearning for more of these people?
Like, Kevin was.
I know Kevin was, but Kevin's not the public. He's the private. He just sits in a room by himself all day. Like, for the rest of us, was America saying, boy, do I miss Snooki?
People are intrigued as to what happened to somebody.
Yeah, I think they're intrigued by about where they went and
where are they now?
The plans
loves
they
that.
Discussed on the show in the drunken stupor, how have those fleshed out or not fleshed
out? I'm sure
out.
They're excited to be getting paid again, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I have a couple of friends, I think two. Exactly two friends who I sent when I found out the date of this and I sent them a message about this. They were elated, ecstatic.
They were happy to find out that
they said, I'm putting it in my calendar right now.
Wow. I'm shocked by this. This is a story that just broke just before we had you on, just before we brought you in. But apparently, one of the actors who's currently on Twin Peaks is now has now been arrested for an attempted second degree murder. This is awful. Is this a character that I've not seen.
He has a very small role.
Jeremy Lindholm is his name.
Yeah.
I had to look him up.
He plays Mickey on Twin Peaks.
Which is just kind of a small character in a certain area. I don't want to give anything away.
Not one of the leads.
Although I could give stuff away and you still wouldn't get it.
No.
But I'm loving the Twin Peaks and all the star-studded cameos in here are amazing.
Harry Dean
Except for Jim Belushi. He's not doing that great of a job, I got to tell you.
Oh, Jim Belushi's on it, too? Mm-hmm. I haven't been keeping up.
Mm-hmm. And then one more really quickly. It's a show on Netflix called What Happened to Monday. It's premiering this week. What do we need to know about
this? Oh, this is a movie. It's a standalone movie. But I saw the trailer to it, and it just looks fantastic.
It's like an
action.
Right?
It's a futuristic thing. And what happened is... it's in a future world where you're only allowed to have one kid, I think, is the deal. And some man has seven daughters.
Oh, no.
Like, what would that be?
Breaking the rules.
Not sextuplets, that's six.
Septuplets.
Yes. Septuplets. I think it's seven. And or no, six. It's six, so it's...
Sextuplets.
Yeah.
You have to have sex to have tuplets.
So...
I hope kids are listening so that they can write that down so they'll know that.
What he does so that the kids aren't taken away, like five of them aren't taken away, he basically hides them and names them after days of the week.
Uh-huh.
So that sounds really good.
And then, so Monday can only go outside on Monday.
Oh.
And they all look exactly the same. So Tuesday can only go outside on Tuesday, etc. And all through their growing up, He keeps it secret that
he
has
six. So people think he only has one.
So
he
thinks he only has one. And so they all basically live the same life outside the house.
That's pretty cool.
And then one day, Monday doesn't come home.
Oh.
And I don't know if she
Mondays are the worst day of the week.
So one Monday, she doesn't come home. And so then they're all trying to figure out and get her, but...
Yeah.
You know,
at first, it's like, we can't go outside because she's still out there somewhere. And
you've sold me. Now I'm going to watch it.
It looks... I've only seen the trailer because they didn't have it in the screening room, but it looks so good. No.
She's
no
not
Snooki.
In it. All right.
Okay, and when is this?
Oh, you know who's in it?
Netflix?
Naomi Rapace.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah. She was in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the original.
In the foreign version.
Yeah.
What's this called again?
Whatever Happened. What Happened to Monday? And like it's out today on the Netflix.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. That's Kurt Wagner. His website is TVShowPatrol.com, your one-stop shopping headquarters for all things TV related. We'll take a quick break. Thanks, Kurt. Find out what's in the news next.